I'm comedian Timmy Boyle, and this is the greatest live Instagram comedy experience that nobody knew about. March of 2020, I just arrived home from tour when COVID-19 shut down the world. So despite being severely technically challenged, I started a daily live Instagram show right here from my living room. Because how hard could it be? And how long could a pandemic last? Apparently longer than 5 months. So now, 100 episodes later, I've called comedians as diverse in experience as they are in style from all around the world to discuss comedy, life, and, well, whatever. I had no goals, which was a great idea. I avoided tech checks, which was a bad idea. And I eventually wore no pants. The jury's still out on that one. And my OJ, over 150 days, transformed from refreshing drink to rancid mystery liquid right before our eyes. It was a random, free-flowing, hilariously messy ride into the minds and backstage lives of entertainers where anything could happen, and did, including a trip to a goat farm. Overcoming a lack of direction, resources, and tech ineptness, as well as multiple zombie cyber attacks, a project not expected to last even a week soon developed into a must-watch show like no other. But don't take my word for it, see for yourself, right here, on another episode of Calling Comedians in Quarantine. Is that it? Did we get it all? Awesome. Hey mom, welcome to the show. I am I589. Thank you for joining us. Hello, how are you? Crystal's Punny is in the house tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in so early. Look at my mom there. I'm here. A bold proclamation that my mother is now in the house. Come from her living room into my living room. Mary Jane Baker's here right now. Thank you for those who are tuning in. A day in the middle of some month. Who knows? All I know is that this is currently episode 35 of Calling Comedians in Quarantine. I can tell you this. When I started this show, essentially 35 days ago, 36 days ago, because we didn't do one on Easter. So technically it's 36 days, but this is episode 35. A Jewel mom is in here. Joy, thank you so much for coming in here. I know mom is here. Listen, I've been in my living room for a long time here, and I'm just trying to find ways to keep myself busy. Hopefully maybe entertain someone along the way, but my philosophy in life and in comedy in general is not being too worried about whether or not I entertain other people because, well, quite frankly, comedy is subjective. Personalities are subjective. A lot of things are subjective. Some people don't even like orange juice. Even orange juice is subjective. Who knew? Roy, thank you for coming in. Life Transitions. Hey, that's our friend James McNeil, who's going to be joining us here in a minute here on Calling Comedians in Quarantine. My name is Timmy Boyle from Upstanding Comedy. You are in my living room with, of course, Hulk Hogan is here, Alyssa Milano, Batman, Yoda, got some Transformers down there as well. G.I. Joes are off to the side. Look at some love for Roy there. We even got a couch potato down here, some Garfields. One day I'll take you through this little mix of stuff behind. I even have an Etch-a-Sketch. I don't know if you've noticed that, but I have an Etch-a-Sketch back there. Maybe I'll do some art one night. Douglas is in the house, trying to see people as they come in, but you guys are coming in fast and furious right now. But thank you for joining me tonight on the 35th episode of Calling Comedians in Quarantine. Oh man, I am thinking, here's the thing, folks. I'm gonna call James McNeil here in a moment, but this is the same orange juice that I've had for 36 days, 35 episodes, same sweater, no pants. It's pretty much the same setup all the time. I think I've tried to keep shaving, but it's getting a little long, and I'm going to need that COVID corona haircut soon. It's starting to get a little bit unwieldy up on top, but Anyways, I will say this, the orange juice though is probably the worst thing of the hair, the beard, the sweater, because at the last sip I took, does orange juice get fermented? Is that possible? Because something's starting to get a little bit off with this thing. I just keep topping it up. Like probably this much of it is has been here for 35 shows, and so that's probably not good. But kind of getting a little bit of a buzz. I'm not even sure if that's possible. But maybe I should down it tonight. Who knows what will happen? The show could get a little bit crazy. Not that it hasn't been crazy in the past. Anyways, let's bring in our friend James McNeil here on another episode of Calling Comedians Inc. Quarantine. Let's see if the technology here works, and then we'll talk about some stuff. Here we go. Then I would see zombies for sure, and that'd probably be easier to catch. Here we go. Unable to join. Uh-oh. Okay. Life transitions. James McNeil, it says that you are unable to join. Do you have some sort of security setting put up there? Are you worried that people are going to join your lives, or are people worried that you're going to join theirs and maybe Instagram has shut you down? Anyways, here's the thing about technology. I don't believe it helps us at all. I mean, it's nice. We didn't have this back in the Spanish flu days. For those of you like my mom and Roy and guys who were probably here during the Spanish flu, I wasn't, and you guys didn't have technology. So technology is kind of cool, but it almost always goes down for me. You've seen it on this show. Those of you who have followed along here, we have one goal on this show, and that's to have no goals, including guaranteeing good technology. We've had our signals drop, and my phone has died, and we've had bad connections and fuzzy faces and all of that stuff. We've had people that have had to lose, they've lost audio, but this is our first. So let's celebrate, everybody. Cheers, everybody. If you have a glass in your hand, a pretend glass, would you hold it up now? And let us say cheers to the very first time on this show after 35 episodes that we've had somebody who is unable, due to blocking restrictions, they cannot actually get on the show. So, ladies and gentlemen, cheers to a first here on Calling Comedians in Quarantine. Thank you for all of our regulars who are in the show and are sharing in this special moment. Thank you to James McNeil for causing the special moment, because without you, we never could have hit this milestone. So we're assuming that James McNeil, hopefully, maybe there's another way for him to get on here, but I check your settings, James, if you're still watching this. Now, here's a good comment here. Maybe a different method. I don't know. Yeah, maybe the cell phone. I don't know. I think it's a setting in his thing. So, James, you need to find a way to do this. I don't think there's anything I can do at my end. You're gonna have to come on through a different account, or change your settings. Something's gonna have to happen, but or else this particular moment is dead. Now, see, if you knew that he was also not only a comedian but a funeral director, that joke is incredibly funny. Find a kid, exactly, right? I gotta find a kid now. Let's see here. Let me just see what other people are saying as we're waiting here. That's it. Laying a serious beating on you next time. Oh, no, Roy. Are you saying it was because I said that you were old in the Spanish flu? See, I think the Spanish flu was in the 70s. So that doesn't mean that you're old at all, because I don't really know when the Spanish flu was. So I just assumed early 70s, late 60s. You seem to be in that age. You're a little bit older than me. You really couldn't lay a serious beating on me anyways, because I'm, what'd you say I was? Like 100, I think I'm 100-degree yellow belt or something, or a 50-degree white belt. I don't know how it all works, but pretty impressive. Let's see here. A Jewel mom says, not sure having a funeral director pop in would make me too comfortable, right? Because he pop up just. That'd be a cool pop-up book. That'd be cool, like funerals for kids, like to walk you through like the whole funeral process, because it can be a little bit overwhelming. And maybe James, you could like get a book done, a pop-up book, And so, like, at the funeral, the body just pops up. That would be funny. It would freak the kid out, and maybe would make funerals a little more uncomfortable. But hey, that's what being a kid is all about, though, is learning and being in those uncomfortable moments and trying to sort through life and trying to figure out what is real and what is not. And sometimes we need to do things that aren't real just to make them understand what is real, right? It's a good character building. Let's see here. Let's see who else is saying. Thank you. IMI did a cheers with me. Thank you so much. Mary Jane Baker is getting into all the technical issues. Hopefully, maybe she can help solve it along the way here. I haven't found a kid yet. Try calling from a different casket. The funeral jokes are flying in fast and furious right now. The zombies got them. Okay, that's it. That's it. You just nailed it right there, Roy. The zombies have been watching this show. I know they have. They all have their phones out. They're all ready. And they've been going, this guy is from his living room, but he's taunting us. He's constantly taunting us. And he's telling people that we're there, even though they're trying to hide as children and elderly women. And so they probably did. They probably finally came in and said, we're going to shut this show down. But they didn't know how to get to me because of my high security here in Stirling, Ontario. But they knew that if they could get to James McNeil, they could do that. And seeing as zombies are dead, they already have an in. They probably have an inside man. That's it. There is an inside man. There is a zombie at James McNeil's funeral area. I don't even think they have an area because he does it all from home. I think he embalms right in his basement. It's pretty eerie. But in his office, they have an inside, there's an inside zombie who shut down James McNeil because they didn't want him on this show. So they could, it's their way of getting at me through James. Oh, those zombies. You think the worst thing that they would do is eat your brains, but they are so much smarter than that. They play brain games. Right now they're attacking. They know they can't eat my physical brain because I just say no to zombies. Right? But now they're playing the brain games. They're like, we're going to shut down James McNeil. How you like that, Timmy? Oh, I like that very much, zombies. I see what's happening here. You guys are witnessing right now a actual cyber attack from zombies that happened here on Calling Comedians in Quarantine. It doesn't happen on other shows. That is truly only something that can happen right here on this show. A cyber attack. You guys didn't even know zombies did cyber attacks, but we just saw it. You guys literally saw it happen. All right. Well, now this is war. This is literally war. Like I am going to take down the zombies. I will say it here tonight on episode 35 of Calling Comedians in Quarantine. I will take down the zombies. That's like the American thing. Life transition thing. I can't seem to figure it out. Am I this old? You might be that old. I don't know how old you are. Were you around in the Spanish flu? James, what if you came through your family account? Can you do that? Will your family allow you to do that? I know it's not like your official thing, but of course, Life Transitions isn't like your official comedy page either. Try coming through your family one and, we'll just tell everybody, don't follow his family one. Don't. Only follow this one that's blocked, which is probably a bad setting in general. Let's see here. Let's see what else is going on here. Well, I've already confirmed that I will take down the zombies. Did I already do that? Okay, it's just so very dramatic. The funeral jokes are going to be a death of this episode. True. The death of this episode has already happened. In fact, I'm pretty sure the death of this episode happened in episode one. It's just been a slow death for 35 episodes. Technology will be the final nail in the coffin. Ba-doom, boom. Put out your favorite death puns right now and jokes. Roy says, I used to work in a funeral home. Remind me to tell you a funny story that happened there one day. Roy, this might be the time to do that. Soap Chef Heidi is in the house here. Yes. All right. Joy is true. James, try using a different account. We've done that. Can I join instead? Doug. Listen, here we go. While we're waiting for James McNeil, James, keep trying, buddy. Roy, you need to tell us the funny story. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Out of nowhere, tonight, while we're waiting for James McNeil, he will figure this out. He's a funeral director, for goodness sakes. He helps bring dead things to life. Isn't that what funeral directors do? They bring people back from the dead? I'm pretty sure. Not an expert in the field, but I'm pretty sure that's what he does. So he is going to take this moment and he is going to resurrect it and everything is going to be fine. We believe in you, James McNeil. Everybody send that positive vibe. We will have James McNeil on here. James, keep working. Roy, I'm bringing you into the show. You need to tell us the story. Go live. Roy.
Okay, Roy. Is my technology working?
Hey, how are you?
I'm sitting in the office, just kind of chilling out now.
Hey, I want to hear your funeral story while we're waiting for James McNeil, because why not? But I also want you to witness this. This is why, see, technology fails, but you know what doesn't fail, Roy?
Technology.
Toilet paper doesn't fail. Roy, if I had this on like a big screen, it would probably go down. But episode 34 is done,
and 34.
Episode 35 is now on.
35!
See? Toilet paper never fails you. Roy, while we're waiting for James McNeil, tell us your funeral story.
Okay, so I grew up in Perth, which is a town of 6,000 people in eastern Ontario. Okay, everybody, you've heard of Perth, raise your hand. Okay, nice little town. And there in Perth, one of the claims to fame is it has the oldest furniture store and funeral home in Ontario. It's like fourth generation, called Blair and Son Funeral Homes.
Blair and Son.
They're in the original building that was started by the great-great-great-grandfather. When I was in high school, I worked there doing little odd jobs, you know, bringing caskets in from the storeroom, and then working in the furniture store. Well, one day they asked me to go down to the basement to do some cleanup. Now, this is an old building, dingy, dark. So the owner, Stuart Blair, took me down into the basement, showed me what he wanted me to clean up, old needles and like really gross stuff, right? Out of the Twilight Zone. When he went back upstairs out of force of habit, he shut the light out. And unbeknown to me, at the same time, in the funeral home, there was a family viewing the body before they had the public visitation.
Oh.
Their family member's name was Stuart. The owner of the building, the funeral home, was Stuart Blair. He turned the light out, and I yelled, "Stuart!" The sound came emanating up through the heating ducts into the funeral home, and the people viewing their loved one, whose name happened to be Stuart, kind of went, "Ugh!"
He was being called home.
He was called home. It was a voice from heaven.
That's amazing. Roy, did you yell other things? Like you should have said, "Stuart! This isn't heaven."
No, I should have. I was freaking out because it was scary down there.
Yeah. So how long did it take before you were free?
Oh, just moments. He realized, he turned around and turned the light back on. So all was right with the world, but it was still creepy down there.
I can imagine.
It was creepy. And
now, I have only seen an up close real dead person once. I swear to you, it was an accident. I buried him quickly. I didn't want anyone to see it after me because it was a horrifying experience. So
you didn't kill him, did you?
I'm not saying I didn't. I'm not saying I did either. I'm just saying. Okay, wait, I should probably turn this off now. No, but I actually, here's the thing. I've actually witnessed you know, the CSI people that come to like a death scene or like I guess not like a death scene. That sounds like something from a Marvel movie. Mm-hmm. So, hey, by the way, if If anybody sees James pop up in here, let me know. You are watching Calling Comedians in Quarantine. Roy is down there. He's not a comedian, but we're talking to Roy and to everybody else here. So I'm just going to leave you on, Roy, while I'm telling you this story while we're waiting for James. I was in a co-op years ago. I was in this co-op building, and one day there were flies all over the window of this one unit, and I was on the board. Mm. And so we were like, wow, what is this? And then we're in the back, and there were flies all in that in the screen window. It was pretty gross and disgusting. So we eventually, you know, we called, I think we called cops. I don't know. It was cops that showed up. Anyway, so they were trying to get into the unit. And when they finally crawled in through the window, and we heard on the outside through the not the phone, but the thing, the walkie-talkie thing. They're like, it's a male. Basically, they were saying that the guy who was in that unit was dead inside the unit. He had been there for a few days, apparently. So it was a horribly, horribly gross experience. But what about what happened and unfolded then was this, it was like watching like a CSI episode unfold like before. Like everybody was outside trying to like watch as like people were. I actually sat in a bus shelter across the road to watch this all happen. And because I'd watched CSI mm-hmm. back then, I was like going, oh, that's so-and-so's character. And that would have been so-and-so's character. And we saw this fascinating thing unfold. Now, as the day went on, though, and everybody's coming in, up in my unit, if you went up into the playroom, the top unit, you would look down into this common courtyard, and you would be able to see what was going on in everybody else's little back units. And you could see into the kitchen of the unit where this gentleman had passed away. And you could see all the cops in there and photographs where you could see flash bulbs going off and everything, right? So they were taking all pictures. And mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm going to be up here. And we were kind of gathered at the window. My wife Heidi and I were at the window. We were looking down, and we're just like going, "Okay, we just want to see the body come out. We want to see the body." Like at that point, I had never seen anything like this before, and I had never seen a dead body or anything, right? So I was like, "I got to see this." And so I'm like, because clearly they're going to pull the body out the back because they don't want to bring it out onto the street, right? There's, you know, people there. It was late at night, but still. They're going to take it down there. Then they'll take it down the back alley. They'll back the ambulance in, put it in there. Then nobody out, like, it's not going to freak anybody out on the street. I thought that seemed pretty, that's how I would do it. So we're sitting up there. We're watching this thing. And at one point, Heidi says, "I'm just going to go down and see what everybody's doing out front." So she walks downstairs, and a few minutes pass, but Roy, you know those moments where all of a sudden you know deep down in your gut that something has altered and changed and you can't put your finger mm-hmm. on it. And it was yeah. that moment where I was just like, I was sitting there and I'm looking out the window waiting, and all of a sudden this Heidi had taken too long. And I was like, "Oh, oh," and I yelled out really loud, like, "They're taking it out the front." And I went running downstairs, and sure enough, they had taken it out the front, but by the time I got there, it was already in the whatever vehicle it was. And so I missed that. I sat there all day long to watch this thing. And then all of a sudden, Heidi was gone, and it was a brief moment of going, "She should have been back by now." And then I was like, "No." And I missed it. So that's it's not a funeral story per se, but it's a death story. So anyway,
you missed the quintessential moment.
I know. I waited all day for that one moment. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Well, wow. Roy, thanks for telling your story, and thanks for tuning in. Shout out Margaret, because I know she's in the room. I heard her laugh.
Will do.
All right. Cool. All right. Cheers. Anyway, that was Roy. It's true. Heidi is right here. We didn't have cell phones then. That's right. So I couldn't call down or text. Literally, that's how long ago it was. It was back in the Spanish flu days. It was like just before the Spanish flu, I think. Crystal's Punny. "Hi, Timmy. This is now James McNeil. Invite me now." What? Okay. Dude, this is now James McNeil. Invite me now. Seriously. Okay. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we are about to invite James McNeil in. Somehow, I told you he can take dead things and make them alive. Somehow he has added himself and is now Crystal's punny. And it says, unable to join. I wish you could see this. I can't show it to you, but it says Crystal's punny is unable to join. Everybody else I can click on, but I can't click on Crystal. I don't know how you work that magic out to make you him. It's like some sort of Freaky Friday moment. I don't know how you did that. Andrew Warwick is in here. Andrew, I'm just telling you what. My name is Timmy Boyle. You're watching Calling Comedians in Quarantine. We're trying to get a hold of our comic today. And right now, what is unfolding is one of the weirdest live experiences. You'll have to all watch this again on my live once this ends. This is a keeper for sure. Crystal's punny says what? But we know that's not Crystal's punny anymore. We know that that is James McNeil dressed as Crystal's punny. Now, it's absolutely true. Crystal's punny, listen, I don't know what magic you worked. I don't know if he became an administrator. But now your account says unable to join. I seriously don't know. I seriously don't know. James, you try your family account. I don't know what's happening here. I do not know. I think that literally is the only hope we have is if you go through your family account. Maybe your family hasn't given you the password. I don't know. Maybe they blocked you from that. Maybe you're unable to join your family's account. I don't know. Maybe you're unable to join a whole lot of things right now, but this is super weird. So James, basically, in order for this to have worked, James would have had to have died. Like an exorcism, he went in and went inside and took over Crystal Punny's account, like some sort of weird thing. Does Five McNeils appear on your screen? I don't know. Let me see here. Thank you, Paul. This show is so unpredictable. Anybody who has stayed with us for 35 episodes, there is no goal, no path for these shows. Seriously, this is the rule. Listen to me. Listen closely, everybody. If you're still watching right now, do not miss an episode of Calling Comedians in Good Quarantine, because if you do, that might be the one that you wish you hadn't missed. We do not know. All right, so here we go. Thank you, Barbara, for joining here. I am looking for... Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I am going to attempt to find... Okay, Five McNeils. Five Mac... Uh-oh. All right. Okay. I'm trying to type something in here, folks. Hang in here. We're going to see some movie magic. Movie magic. Oh, my goodness. Are you serious? I couldn't even search. This is the most ridiculous thing. All right. So, James McNeil. If you are still listening, and thank you to the six people who apparently are still hanging on in here right now to watch this absolute disaster unfold before our eyes, which to me is gold. That's what most disasters are. Not that COVID is gold. No, that would be inappropriate to say right now. But every other disaster, gold, right? Okay, so James McNeil... I did not see the Five McNeils. You need to try to watch this live, signed in as your family account, and you should appear on here. I can't find you in general. Wait a minute. James McNeil, let's try this right now. James. Okay. James, I think I just figured now. See if I knew what I was doing. I've just sent you an invite to be on the show, to the Five McNeils account. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. Disaster, I represent that. There you go. We always need someone to represent the disasters. Douglas, I wave to you again. Doug, I know. See, here's the thing. If we were at Doug's area right now in London, Doug would be able to solve this problem. I don't know if he can do it remotely. Man, if this isn't the day that I should be downing a glass of fermented orange juice, what day is? Horrible. Absolutely horrible. Send a life transitions can't open the other. Wow. That's so weird. Okay, here we go. We're gonna try one more time here. This is so weird. Like the you guys have like your security settings on high. Okay, I've just sent it to life transitions. So therefore, life transitions, it obviously can receive the invite. Yeah, Douglas, I know you can't help us out here. So there are other people joining right now. And just so you know, my name is Timmy Boyle, and you're here with Alyssa Milano and Hulk Hogan, a glass of fermented orange juice, and a lot of people who, the people watching this show right now, these are the people that stop on the side of the road to watch car crashes. Like literally, the people in this room right now, you guys are a special lot because you guys are like, this is getting worse and worse, and we are not leaving. Cheers to you guys. You are my people. Anyone still watching this show? Yeah, you are the people I want in my life. Because this is the moment. Anyone who walks out of this and goes, I don't like this anymore. It's like, you know what? I don't need you to be a fan. Right? I'll find other fans. This orange juice is really getting horrible, but all right. So I sent the invite off to Life Transitions. And this would never happen if we weren't in quarantine, right, Joy? Right? We're stuck in our homes. Like, really, for anybody who tunes out right now, where are you going? Nowhere. Why would you tune out? This is like unheard of stuff that's happening right now. I could create an account and send him the credentials. What? Doug, I have to keep entertaining people. I can't create James an account right now. I don't even know how to invite him. I tried inviting him, but I think they turned it down. So yeah, I can't create. I mean, if somebody else wants to create an account and then send him the credentials, you could try that, I guess. Maybe Alyssa Milano could help us out. You know who could help us out? The Hulkster. If anybody could send a message to Hulkster. That would be super helpful. Or Batman. Batman would be able to do this. I mean, Batman can do anything. Let me just say this. I was I some of you might have noticed that I set a trap, and I've been now have this trap thing to catch zombies because I've been tired of waiting around trying to, waiting for zombies to come to me. They're like taking their sweet old time out there trying to play their mind games and their crazy cyber wars. Yeah, that's right. You heard me. Like somebody came in and then went out. I don't even know if that was maybe James McNeil trying, or if somebody was just saying, "What's going on here?" No, nothing. And then they left. Anyways, that's a person who just missed out on some greatness. But so, anyways, I decided well, Superman could know time, but you hit him. Superman couldn't. No, Superman couldn't. He's still hidden up there. He's no one important. We're not even. You shouldn't even be bringing him up, Joy. You know better. You're still my one of my people, but you know better than that. So, anyways, I decided I'm going to stop sitting around, just kind of waiting for the zombies to come. I'm going to try to lure them in. So I have this trap. You can find it on my Instagram picture. What? Lost my sound? My sound is gone now? Is that true? Is my sound gone? Wait, my sound is gone? Or thumbs up, my sound is gone? I think I have sound. Okay, so I can hear, my mom can hear. Heidi said no, but I don't know if she's saying no, I haven't lost my sound or no, I have. Okay, so a lot of people can. So I don't know. So there's people that can and people that can't, and this is it, right? This is it. The zombie, see, the moment I started talking about the zombies, the cyber war started again. The cyber war started again. They are going after my people. I'm sorry that I've put you all in this mess. I've been trying to go after the zombies. I bring it up again. They've already gone after James McNeil. They're playing brain games with me now. Cyber wars. Those zombies. These are not your mommy's zombies. These are sophisticated zombies. Maybe that's why I don't see as many on the street, because they're in their basements, messing with people's brains. I like the good old fashioned zombies that would come out and try to like find brains to eat. But maybe I've misunderstood what's going on. Anyways, so I'm starting to call them in. So earlier today, I was out on my on the rooftop, one of the rooftops here in Sterling, and I was like, "Zombies, zombies! This is Timmy Boyle. Come out wherever you are. I'm not afraid of you. And I promise you, I won't bite." That last line's a good line. Because I'm not going to bite, but I'd stab him. Stab him with my knife. I have a knife. Just do that. But anyway, so I was out trying to do, so I was trying to lure them in, but they didn't come. But now I know why. They were like, "We're just going to wait till 7. See, that's the problem with doing this show, is that they know that I'm going to be here at 7 o'clock. But you know what? You know what? Hey, Steve Geyer's in the house. Steve Geyer, I'm just going to tell you right now, you need to go back when this show is over and watch this show, because what has just happened here has been an unreal ride. Hello. I'm trying to do like the Instagram wave. So now the zombies know that I am here in the house at 7 o'clock, but I want them to come to my door. Zombies. Zombies, if you can hear me, I am currently in my living room. The door is unlocked. The door is unlocked. Come on in, zombies. If you need to know my address, just Google it. You will find it. Google Timmy Boyle. Timmy Boyle. Google it. My door is unlocked. There. Now, here's the thing. We are now about to find out, number one, if that went far enough to reach a zombie, and that could happen here on the show. Life Transitions says it's official, Instagram sucks. Okay, so here's the thing, James McNeil. 34 episodes. It's never been Instagram's fault. So the zombies have done this. I have heard of Facebook. That is true, but you can't invite a guest onto Facebook. So that's why we're on Instagram. So, and Zoom, I suppose so, but that's going to take a lot of work right now. Thank you, Steve Geyer, because I do look tasty and I am tasty. That was going to be my rapping name when I wanted to be a rapper. Yeah. So, James McNeil, you know that guy. It's James McNeil. McNeil. He'll be very, very quick to tell you that. James McNeil, here's the thing, buddy. That's the bell. We have to start wrapping this show up. I am so sorry that we weren't able to have you on the show tonight. We tried everything that we could, but I'm telling you, it is in your settings. Something is wrong in your settings, because everybody else that was in here I could have connected with. So I don't know what it was, but I'm telling you, it's probably the zombies cyber attacked. You heard it here first. Now, it might be because that loopy idea, you might be saying, "Timmy, that's looped. That's not even a solid idea." Well, I've been drinking fermented orange juice. It's probably been fermented for like a week now. I don't know, but I've been drinking this stuff. My mind, and I'm in quarantine. I've been stuck in my living room. So my mind's going all these places. But I can tell you what, I know that it was good. Roy was good. Roy, you're getting shout outs here. You're getting shout outs. Everybody, thank Roy. Roy, great job tonight telling your story. Zombies, the show is about to end, and then I'm going to go for a walk. You can meet me out on the streets. I do not fear you. I am a 100-degree white belt in karate. 100-degree white belt, minus a few of those degrees. I don't know how many degrees down. Kind of between a white and a no belt, somewhere in there. All right. I'm over and out. I don't know how you end a conversation with zombies. You know what? There might not be internet in Chatham. That's true too. Well, here's the thing, folks. James McNeil is one of my favorites. He really is. He's not only is an amazing comic, but an amazing funeral director. So if you need someone to make you laugh, call James McNeil. If you need somebody to bury somebody, call James McNeil. If you need somebody just embalmed, like myself, for example, myself, I don't want to be buried. I don't want to be cremated. I just want to be embalmed. I just want to be like embalmed or stuffed and put in the corner of a room like this, like holding my orange juice glass in my suit to be like, I think that would look really cool. And then I also want to plan my own funeral. This is all stuff I wanted to talk to James about because I want to plan my own funeral. I've already started. You're all invited, by the way. You're all invited. I might actually plan a fake. I'm like I might fake my death, but it's illegal to fake your death. So I would do I would promote it so you guys would all know about it. So I kind of have like a fake death or a real fake death, but publicized, and then I'd have a funeral, and you'd all be invited, and it would be this amazing, great show, and maybe we'd have like an embalmed dummy of myself there as well. But that's what I would do. I'd pop up right out of the coffin, and then I'd like be like the MC at my own funeral. So yeah, maybe I could become a zombie. But they're wait, what did I say? I'm upsetting my mom. Not oh, that's okay. My mom gets upset about all those things. That's fine. I could be a zombie. That's the thing. If zombies would only come to get me, but they won't. They won't. Like, my door is literally unlocked, and I've been calling them. I've been standing on rooftops and everything. This is getting really annoying. Yeah, so fake death does rock, and believe me, James McNeil, when I fake my death, you will be the one in charge of making sure that all of the fake funeral arrangements are done. If there's an Oscar for directing funerals, James would win it. Yes, true. And I want James McNeil to be directing my funeral. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the end of, well, not the end of, well, it is of this episode. It's not a wooden spoon moment, Mom. Oh, see, look at this. Look what happened. See, James McNeil, look, telling you what. My mom figured out how to work the internet and how to work Instagram, and now she's like trash talking me along the way here, like s talking smack to her son on his own Instagram live show. That doesn't seem right. So tomorrow night we have comedian Martin Franks on the show. You're gonna want to come on and do that, and at the very least, it's either gonna be a fun interview. Or it's going to be this wild and crazy ride into nowhere land where anything could happen. Either way, worth tuning in for. Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in to another episode of Calling Comedians in Quarantine. Please take a moment to like, share, subscribe, and ring the little bell so you and your friends don't miss any of the laughs. Episodes will be uploaded here at Timmy's Shorts daily until I run out. And be sure to check out the description below for links to connect with myself or my guests on social media, support us by buying merchandise, and also download the podcast version of this show. Until next time, remember, your brain, it's for thinking, not for eating. So just say no to zombies. My name's Timmy Boyle.